but watches. I've spoken to more than one priest, and they expressed the fear which I told them I don't share. Now, with Mother Teresa's passage into eternity, the mysteries of charity will in time become just like other women religious. In God's name, don't you dare become what the world calls feminists. And I'm recommending, we'll share this both with Sister Nirmala and Sister Frederick, telephone, email, fax, correspondence. I believe the missionaries of charity have a mission, and the mission is to provide, and I mean every word of this sentence, provide for the poorest of the poor women on earth today. And they are the feminists. They need to be taught. They need to be inspired. First, of course, by your example, by your life of consecrated women, but then also by your both praying and thinking and writing. Now, the writing for publication, as you better know than I, is subject to your superiors. But write so that then you will be able to clearly know how to save the church. I don't think I've ever made this quotation before. Pope John Paul II considers the single greatest threat to the Catholic Church the feminism that has penetrated the Catholic people throughout the world. You have a mission. And of course, obvious things that you should read. And you people have a copy of, say, The Dignity of Woman?
One or two
here
or
there.
Please? A few.
A few. Well, tell you what I'll do. Pass this on to Sister Frederick. She to Sister Nimola. We'll get contributors, donors, to obtain, including this document. The Latin title is Ordinatio Sacerdotalis, Priestly Ordination, which, and this I should tell you, because I have not quite finished the document. This document, published on May the 22nd, the Feast of Pentecost, 1994, is an infallible doctrine. Says the Pope, I declare that the Church has no authority whatsoever to confer priestly ordination on women, and that this judgment is to be definitively. This is a defined doctrine to be held by all the church's faithful. Sisters, and it's, thank God, you women with a vocation to the consecrated life, and you're spread throughout the world, believe you me, is not coincidental. It is the most astounding spread of a religious community, period, in the history of the church. But, and memorize this but, you must remain faithful. Faithful to the shedding of your blood, to the charism of Mother Teresa. Surely, if not the most, one of the most respected women in modern history. Because the world needs, all the world needs, what you can give, and give sisters, first to bishops, then to priests, then deacons, then to fathers of families, to the men. The example and inspiration of what a woman who lives like the mother of Jesus now on earth, what she alone can do to bring back a world that is strayed from Jesus Christ. To bring a world that is strayed from Jesus Christ back to His loving arms. And one more minute. Mary, Mother of Jesus and Mother of God, obtain for the missionaries of charity something of your own deep faith in your Son's divinity. Something of your own deep love of His cross as you stood on Calvary, and something of what you have brought into the world as a pattern of what a loving woman in today's world should be. Amen. And sisters, it's been a pleasure being here with you. And Sister Fedwig already has me marked out. Have to see my calendar. Be sure that I had it in writing. Coming back, so she tells me, Lord willing, in early November, and be back again in 98. In, well, early December, unless circumstances would require my return to Calcutta. And sisters, my Mass tomorrow will be for all of you. And of course, for you, Sister, and the absentee, Sister Frederick, and you too, sister? And of course, the newcomer. Are you the newcomer, sister? And you too, okay? And pray for me. Shall we pray? We said it once. Let's sing it again. Salve Regina. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Mater misericordiae, vita luceus,
est per nostra salve.
A te clamamus, exules filii, a te suspiramus, gementes et plentes, in hoc lacrimarum. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, filos tuos, misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum potumentis tui, nobis, post hoc exilio, ostende, o clemens, o mia, o virgo, virgo Maria.
In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.